Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am very excited to be back again with you this week and every week on WBLQ Talk Radio and on Transformation Talk Radio on the internet, www.transformationtalkradio.com. where you can listen to the show live at 5 p.m. on Mondays, or you can download the show to your iTunes or your iPod and listen whenever you feel like it. So we are back again this week to help each other let go of fear and get our lives in gear. And I am totally in gear this week because I am very excited about my guest and about the theme of today's show. And I want to kick off by discussing or sharing with you what I'm going to have as my life-shifting tip of the week. And what the tip is going to be this week is kind of a old adage that sometimes needs to be taken out of the closet and brushed off and shined up and remembered. Something that I think most of us know sort of in our hearts, but we don't often speak it. We don't often enough, I think, remember. And when we get to our wonderful guest today and get into our conversation, I think you'll see why I wanted the following to be your life-shifting tip of the week. And I'm going to call it giving is getting. So what does that mean, giving is getting? Well, let me share an example for you from my client this week. I had somebody who came to me quite a few months ago after being laid off from his job, and we worked together on a major life shift that he's going through to make a major change in his career. And he's been doing all the right things, you know, polishing his resume and creating a vision for his future and networking. And suffice to say that a few months has gone by and he's a little frustrated. He hasn't had a lot of success. It's a difficult time, as we all know right now, with the recession. And even though things are getting a little better, it's still sometimes a little difficult to get a new job, especially if you're looking for a major change in your career. And in this case, I talked to him about what he was doing to work on his networking. And he was getting a little frustrated with the targeting job search type of networking. So I asked him what he does to volunteer, to help out other people, or to get involved with the community. And, you know, the answer was what I often hear, which is, I don't have time for that. I haven't done anything like that. And so we talked about what is his passion, what does he love to do as a hobby, and what could he possibly do to take off his focus from his work on the job hunt and maybe get out in the community and do something to support or help or serve other people. And this particular client of mine really loves movies and the film community. So to make a long story short, I had him get involved with a film festival and go out and volunteer his time. And the punchline is this, that he came back to me a few weeks later and he basically said, oh my God, I went and I helped out at this film festival and I was an usher and I gave out pamphlets and I went to the board meeting and I volunteered and I did all sorts of administrative type work and I didn't get paid a dime, but you know what? I met some amazing people. I met some people that are connected to the career path that I'm looking to potentially transition into. I met someone on the board of this organization that runs a big company who was interested in talking to me. And, you know, I stepped back from this little story and I thought, isn't that a great example of one of the old adages that I think we so often forget and need to be reminded, which is that when we give, when we go out in the world and serve, that's when the universe comes back to support us. And even though he still needs to do his traditional networking and he still needs to get out on the hunt, it was a transformative moment for him to realize that doing something for free, doing something as a volunteer, doing something where he was giving back, could pay him so much more than he had ever imagined. So my life-shifting tip for the week for all of us is remember that giving is getting. That when we give to the universe, when we give to our communities, when we go out and we help other people, it comes back to us. It comes back to us many, many times over. So that is one of the themes that I've been percolating with this week. And as usual, whenever I'm percolating with a new theme and wondering what I'm going to be focused on in the show, it always turns out that the universe is helping me and is in sync and in alignment with me, because today's show is going to be a wonderful opportunity to talk to someone who not only walks the talk in terms of giving back to the community, but is really doing it in a big way, with a big voice and making a big impact, and has really dedicated his life to making a difference in the lives of others. So I am absolutely thrilled that I have Leo Preziosi here today, who is the founder of an amazing nonprofit organization called Live Out Loud. Don't you love that? And Live Out Loud is dedicated to helping lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or what we sometimes call LGBTQ youth, live out loud, live with pride, live without fear. And the way this organization works is it is dedicated to bringing adults who have succeeded in their path back to the youth as role models, mentors, and coaches. And it's actually an amazing organization, and Leo has been doing this for a number of years, and it's making a huge difference at a time when, as we know, the epidemic of bullying and difficulty in youth, especially our LGBT communities, has really become problematic. So I am so excited to welcome Leo to the show to really help us get a grasp on what it means to live out loud. Hey, Leo.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? Great to be here.
I am so excited and happy to have you.
Well, I love your tip of the week, giving is getting. I was just reflecting this week about how I've been doing Live Out Loud for the last 10 years, and I've met the most extraordinary people, and probably people I've never been able to meet through doing the work that I do, which is 10 years old this year, believe it or not.
Wow. It's extraordinary. And, you know, we're going to dig into the story of how Live Out Loud came to be. But I want, you know, we need to summarize for our listeners. The name of this show is, What did we decide to call it? Take the Leap and the Net Will Appear.
Oh,
and
Leap, yes.
Take leap the Leap and the Net Will Appear. Mm. And you gave me this wonderful title, and you told me that it was from a talk that you recently gave. And, you know, before we take our first break, I'd love for you to just share what that title means to you.
Well, I occasionally go on retreats, and this magnet was on the refrigerator at the home of this retreat, and it said, "Leap and the net will appear." And I thought, what a brilliant quote. I'll have to do that one day. And that sounds pretty amazing. And then I was kind of reflecting on my own life about what I've been up to, and looking at all the leaps that I've taken and things that I've done where I haven't been educated in. Like, I run a nonprofit, and I didn't have that background when I first started. But I learned it, and I educated myself, and I surrounded myself with smart people who could advise me, and just starting Live Out Loud, you know, reaching out to schools and producing these programs, and you know, the whole secular thing with you know, creating and running a nonprofit, you know, you're constantly just kind of jumping off a net and trying to get some traction somewhere. Everything from securing speakers to raising money to getting into schools to make these programs happen.
Yeah, I mean, you're such a role model and it's such an extraordinary story, and we're going to dig into the story. And I think that this idea of taking the leap and the universe comes to support you. I mean, I was reflecting on that with this story of my client this week and how, you know, it's so easy for us to get focused on getting what we want, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's no question that, you know, setting goals and going out and looking for a good job and all of that is absolutely appropriate for most people. But in this situation, you know, I was just so moved by the fact that, you know, my client simply went out and volunteered, and he just did something for the fun of it, just to help out, just to be there to help other people. And all of a sudden, like a vacuum was filled with all of these gifts from the universe that came back to him. And it was just a small little example. But, you know, I thought about the conversation we're going to have today. And I think that it's so powerful for people to become aware that, you know, when you step out of your little box and you look for where you could help other people, where you could make a difference in the world, things happen, you know, things that are just beyond what you'd ever imagine. People show up, money shows up, opportunities show up. And, you know, I think that your life and the work that you do is just an extraordinary example of how the universe can come to support us when we step out and offer to help others. So I am thrilled to have you here. We're going to take our first break. And when we come back, I want to dig into your story and learn all about how you came to run this amazing organization. So if you want to join us, please do on live on transformationtalkradio.com or on WLBQ. And if you have a question for us, please feel free to ring us up. We are at 1-800-930-2819. I always love to hear from you. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their trials. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
1230 WBLQ. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am in dialogue today with Leo Preziosi, who is the founder and executive director of a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting LGBT youth all over the country with role models and empowerment programs. He is the founder and executive director, and I am so excited, Leo, to have you here today to tell us how this amazing organization came to be.
Great.
So how did it start?
Well, you know, I like what you said before about, you know, giving and getting, and I think it's so important for us to continually to create ourselves, recreate ourselves, and be in that process, but also to commit. And that's what I've continued to do through working in this organization, because when I started this organization, it was essentially from reading an article in Metro Source magazine, and unfortunately it was is a rather sad article about two young boys who both were gay, both bullied in school, and unfortunately and very sadly both committed suicide. And it struck me to my core. It really had a very long-lasting effect on me. And after I read it, I thought, you know, what are people doing about this? Isn't anyone doing anything about this?
Yeah, and this was 10 years ago, right?
This was 10 years ago. And then I thought to myself, well, what have you been doing since you've graduated? You graduated in 1980, and here it was 2000. And I thought to myself, I need to do something. And for me, it was if these young, this younger generation could just meet people who got past these difficult high school years, and then went on, and then just saw what they went on to become. You know, there's, the LGBT community is an incredible, talented community, and they just need to see this, what awaits them, and that there is a future. You know, so essentially it's about giving the younger generation encouragement and hope and being present. You know, it's so important for us as a community, the LGBT community and our allies, to be present with this younger generation and really show what, you know, what awaits them, what they could do. And I think we forget as a community and how high school is such a small world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think that it's so easy to get caught up in believing that the younger generation is progressive and liberal, and you know they don't have issues with this kind of thing anymore, and that the gay community has evolved so much, especially in the major metropolitan areas, and there is a great deal more diversity and a great deal more of a welcoming and an openness and. So, you know, it's funny that you know that this kind of thing, this kind of bullying and challenging stuff goes on, but it's very easy, I think, sometimes, especially in the major metropolitan areas, to think that, you know, we're all past that, you know, that kids are you know, easy, it's free for them, that it's easier for gay kids these days. And then, you know, 10 years ago, obviously that wasn't really true. And even now, I mean, you're in the last 6 to 9 months, we've been hearing these horrible stories.
I think that's the perception that there are a lot of gay TV characters. There's a lot of media attention on the gay community with Don't Ask, Don't Tell, same-sex marriage, all of that. But still, when you go into the schools and here, right here in Manhattan, there's still a lot of bullying. There's still a lot of homophobia. And some schools are really wonderful. They address it head-on. The administrators, the principals address it head-on.
Right.
In other schools, they do not. And that's, I think, a big concern for us as a community, because a lot of things, you know, if these issues aren't addressed, you know, the students pull back from their lives. You know, all these issues occur for them where they start to retreat, or they may get involved with, you know, drugs or alcohol, or, you know, stay home from school. There's a large population of students who will not go to school,
right?
You know, because they're in fear. You know, could you imagine being in high school and going to high school and being in fear every day because you don't know what's coming around the corner? I mean, I remember experiencing that when I was younger. You know.
Yeah, and just not believing in yourself. You know, I mean, just kind of very early on in life, kind of giving up on what's possible and what your potential is.
Yeah, I mean, your self-confidence, if you have someone attacking you all the time or bullying for who you are, if you you don't dress the certain masculine or feminine way, and, you know, your self-esteem, your confidence is eroded. And I remember when I was in school, and this happened continuously, and for me, the way I protected myself is I became invisible, and I didn't speak a lot, and I think that's what a lot of the students, you know, today are going through. You know?
What an amazing story, then, to have come full circle from, you know, being an invisible youth to being a very vocal, visible leader in the support.
Yeah, it's quite a journey, and I'm still,
I mean, it's,
you know, I'm still learning, I'm still growing, and you know, being such a quiet and not a talker when I was younger, and I remember my mother, she, you know, at the dinner table when we were younger, she used to cry and say, "Why don't you talk to us?" And I couldn't express myself. I wasn't articulate when I was younger, and I didn't know what to tell her. And in the late 70s, it's like, how am I going to, you know, say to my mom and my dad that I don't know what I'm feeling around my sexuality, and the kids are bullying me, and I don't know what to do, and I had no one to talk to. And I think a lot it holds true today. These kids don't have anyone to talk to or reach out to, and they're sitting alone with all of this in silence.
Right, and that sense of isolation can be so devastating. So how did you actually take the leap? I can understand that reading an article like that would obviously, I mean, any one of us would read an article like that, or we see these stories on the news and we're moved and we're deeply saddened. But not everyone decides to then start a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, what amazes me.
So how did that come about?
I'm always amazed when I think of, like, I actually started this organization from reading an article. You know, it blows my mind. But what happened was I was at a very strange period in my life. I just was laid off from my job at a retail store. I had to move out of my apartment because of the lease. And I actually moved back home to my parents. And there was just this, you know, everything was crashing around me. And then I read this article, and I thought, you know what, I need to take action. I need to take action. And I started meeting with different organizations. And I remember at the time I was taking a course in landmark education, and there was a course called Self-Expression and Leadership program. And I joined it because with that program you got a coach. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to start doing in-school programs and bring role models from the gay community to talk to kids. And I'm going to take this workshop and work with this coach and make this happen. And that's what I did. And I remember him telling me, he goes, just pick the date. And I kept on saying, well, I don't have this in place. I don't have that in place. And he just said, just pick the date. And finally, this was a big leap for me. Finally, I picked the date. And that was the point where I know I needed to get everything in order. And that's when we did our first program. The first program was on January 21, 2001. And it was an incredible group of journalists.
How did you know when you said you know you needed to take action because you know your life was kind of in a big rupture? What do you think prevented you from going in a different direction? So many people wind up feeling depressed and lost and have a really hard time getting into action. I mean, what was it that spurred you to actually know that you needed to get into action?
You know, reading the article in Metro Source, it was written by Emily Trubinsky, I'll never forget her name, it was called The Gun in the Closet, talked about these two young men, Robbie Kirkland and Bill Clayton, and what really struck me is they talked about their interests. You know, Robbie was into acting and building, and Bill was into politics and magic. And I thought to myself, they have these incredible interests, and now they'll never get to live them out. We'll never get to see them. And it just struck me. I was like, oh my God, these young men will never get to see what they could have contributed. And they were passionate. They were described, you know, by their family as passionate young men, who they rallied around when they both came out.
Wow.
And it just had such a strong effect. I was like, you know, I know other young people are going through this, and I need to do something, and I just started.
Wow. Well, I just so love what you're sharing because it so proves the point that it doesn't have to be a major galvanizing experience. It can be as simple as reading an article but I mean, what you did is you kind of got out of your own world, right? You got out of your own victim energy and you put yourself sort of in the shoes of someone else and thought about the loss or the pain. And obviously that was inspiring to you and such a simple little thing that galvanized you into taking, you know, as you said, the leap.
That's such a great point. Not to think about yourself. Think about someone else.
Well, yeah, exactly. And
put
focus
on someone else.
Exactly. And then just, you know, my client who just went out and volunteered to be an usher at this film festival and came back just totally motivated because he met all these amazing people and they're doing such cool things. And it's like it's just a small step outside of your own head, outside of your own needs.
I said earlier, I the people who I've met the last 10 years, I never would have met them under any other circumstances. I mean, I was at Ralph Rucci's fashion show this past Monday where I met Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow.
You know, who knows what
exactly
you're going to come in contact with.
Right. So we're going to have to take a break, but when we come back, I want to dig further, Leo, into how, I mean, you've been doing this now for 10 years, and it's been incredibly successful and impactful. And so we're going to dig into how you've done it. How do you find the money? How do you find the people to support you? You know, stepping in is one thing, and sustaining is another. So we are so happy to have Leo Preziosi in the house. And we're going to take a break. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we'll be right back.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge change and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I am Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am in dialogue today with Leo Priziosi, who is the founder and executive director of Live Out Loud, an amazing nonprofit organization based in New York that's supporting and helping LGBT youth all over America, bringing role models, mentors, and coaching programs to high schools across the country. And Leo was just telling us a little bit about how Live Out Loud got started. And as I said before the break, I want to dig in for those people who are listening and thinking, oh my God, that's an amazing story, but I could never do anything like that. Or I tried being in the nonprofit world and I found that it was not real easy to survive in that world. I think, having Leo, someone like yourself who's been doing this for unbelievably a decade with a great deal of success. And in fact, from what I hear, even more success in the last couple of years than ever. Talk to us a little about how you put together the organization and find funding and create programs. I mean, a little bit of the nuts and bolts. I think people would love to hear about how these kinds of things actually work on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, boy, that's a big question. You surround yourself with a strong team of people, and you use their expertise. And that's, when it's your own little, it's your own company or your own baby, you hold on tight. But the best advice that I was given is that you have to, let people do what they do best, and you have to let go of some things. And that's, someone gave me that advice, and that was very, very helpful.
Right,
so
that's great.
When we had our logo, we were creating collateral for an event a couple of years ago. Deutsch came in and they presented us with a new logo, and it was very, last minute, and we weren't expecting this. And I said to them, you're the experts. I think this is a great logo. Let's get the board approval and let's move with it. And I've been fortunate to have some really great people behind me. And, you know, it's about educating yourself, taking workshops at some of, you know, at the Foundation Center or Nonprofit Coordinating Committee, anything where I could just learn. I had a great advisor, a friend of mine, Paul Slee, who I would be on the phone with every day or every other day asking questions, and really building a strong board and a strong support system, and really making a plan of action. You know, what, you know, how many programs did we want to do this semester or this year? You know, how many fundraising events did we want to have? So it was, you know, you break it up. You break it up. And
yeah, you're amazingly methodical. I mean, all the different pieces of the puzzle that you just mentioned, surrounding yourself with extremely highly talented people and letting them use their talents and having a mentor, you know, always learning and being planned, you know, kind of action oriented and planning. And, you know, some of
the other point, Jeff, is listening.
Sure.
Is listening.
Yeah.
Really listening and letting the committee or the board drive the conversation. And then kind of assessing it, like what's the priority here, and let's get really, really focused and targeted. We can't do everything well, but we can do a few programs well. And
that's,
and
really
that's exciting. And when you have a really great team who are excited and who are doing things, who are self-motivated and initiate on their own, that to me is amazing. We have one of our board members, Bruce Sloan, who invited me to his home in East Hampton a few years ago, and he said, why don't you do an event at my home? And he initiated this Hamptons event that we've been doing there for the last 2 years, and that was his brainchild, you know. And when you get people who are passionate, you know, and you give them permission to do something, to act on an idea, it's amazing what comes up. And I think that's what's been really important for me, is the passion behind what I do, and who's it for. Because when I'm telling the story and about the programs and about the students that we've touched, that moves people, and that moves them to act and to really participate.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking you are making, Leo, you're making it sound very easy.
No. I have to tell
you,
this is
like
a 24/7 job.
Yeah. Oh, but anyone who's listening to this is going to be like, oh, yeah, so 10 years ago, you know, he must have had $1 million in the bank.
It's interesting because for the first 4.5 years, I did not take a salary. And
wow.
I just did it. You know, I was working as a, you know, I was working as a cater waiter. I did some consulting with Fashion Group International on their special events, and I would do this, you know, and just make things happen. But I was so driven to make sure that we had X amount of programs in the schools per semester, and then at one point, you know, I said, you know what, I really need to start taking care of myself, and I need to at least hire, you know, have the board hire me part time so I can draw some kind of a salary.
Wow.
And then, you know, different, you know, hiring a program coordinator. You know, I mean, I'm the one who you know, with the board raises the money, and we have to make sure that, you know, all the salaries are met. And then that was a big struggle to come on part time and then full time just the last 3 years. And then to hire a program coordinator and get an office. And, you know, these are all expenses that are necessary to continue to grow the program and right. to be strong and to be taken seriously as a nonprofit. You know?
So listen, I want to ask you a tough question then.
Sure.
Because it connects to, you know, what anyone out there that would think about stepping into a volunteer role or doing something as big as what you're doing. You know, and it connects to the work that I do every day with people and the theme of this show, which is, you know, we have to move through our fear And actually, you know, I say get in gear, but, you know, as you said, you get in action. So tell us how you've dealt with your fears over the years when they come up, when you've had moments where you've questioned whether or not this is viable or you have become anxious. What are some of your practices to move through that?
Well, you know, first of all, I think a good therapist always helps. let's be truthful. But you know, it's going to be there. You know, I continue to have fear, and it's interesting because the little blurb, leap, and the net will appear, I heard someone say, it's about small hops. It's not about a big leap. It's about small hops. And if you continue to do small hops, then before you know it, you've taken a great leap. But you know, when I'm really, for instance, as an executive director, I have to talk at board meetings and at the committee meetings and at our events, 400 people, and I had a fear of talking in front of large groups.
Of course.
So what I did was I took an improv class 3.5 years ago. This is the way I'm going to conquer this. I know I need to get it handled. You know, that's a fact. How will I do this? So I started enrolling in an improv class at Upright Citizens Brigade and The Pit and the Magnet Theater, and I've been doing that for the last 3.5 years. And over the years, I'm much better now. But it was that training. You know, you have to, you know, if there's a fear of something, you have to find, how do you get over it? How do you know? You educate yourself. You make yourself do it more, like being in front of a group and doing improv. Very difficult.
Yeah.
but a lot of fun, and it helped me. It helped me tremendously.
It sounds to me like you've become a little bit of a student of your own fears, in a sense. I mean, you really take them on in a very action-oriented way. I mean, that is, you know, what a wonderful little tip for people to figure out what you're afraid of and then actually become a student of that area, like whether it's public speaking or maybe going out and asking for money or whatever it is. But there are people out there that are experts in those areas, right? And so what you're saying is that you were afraid to do certain things, but one thing I get from you is that you were never afraid to ask for guidance.
Yeah. It's interesting, but a dear friend of mine, Paul Slee, I was running to go see a potential major donor, and I called him up and I said, I'm seeing this major donor. What should I do? And he said, ask for $10,000. And I said, what? He goes, ask for $10,000. So I got in, sat down with the major donor, and I said, this is what we do, and I'd like to ask you for a contribution, $10,000. And he said, done. What else can I do for you? And I'll never forget that. That was a really money, very, very scary. But you do it often enough, and you get trained. The Foundation Center in New York has trained me through their workshops and videotapes, and now it's much easier.
Oh, Leo, I love this story. That is so powerful. I mean,
the thing is, you're asking for the work that you do, the kids that you help. It's nothing about you.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, we're going to take I'm thrilled that we're getting into something that's near and dear to my heart, which is supporting people in, just as you said, taking the leap and learning what it takes to overcome your fears. And you are just an amazing role model for this. So when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit in our last segment about the programs, because what you're doing in the world is really, really profoundly positive support for these amazing kids. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and I am in dialogue today with Leo Prisdiossi, who is the executive director and founder of an amazing nonprofit organization based in New York City called Live Out Loud. And Leo was just sharing with us his tips for successfully running and growing and expanding a nonprofit organization for an entire decade, which is really quite an amazing accomplishment. And I want, Leo, while I have you in our last few minutes, to share with listeners, you know, some of the stories of some of the major activities that I know you've been doing over the last couple of years, because you've really been hitting it out of the park.
Yeah. Well, the most exciting program, it's a new initiative. It's called the Homecoming Project, and it's where we actually invite members of the LGBT community to go back to their hometown high school to speak to LGBT students and to encourage them and give them hope and to show, you know what, I've sat exactly where you're sitting. I got through this difficult period, and now this is what I've created. And they talk wow. about everything from their career to their relationship, to their family, to their friends. And it's really just a very empowering and empowering conversation.
Yeah, they not only survived, but thrived, right?
Exactly. Thrived in a big way. And,
wow.
and about a year ago, we were fortunate to, right after, about a year and a half ago, we were fortunate to work with Academy Award winner Lance Black. And right
oh,
after
wow.
the he won the Oscar for the screenplay Milk, I sent his publicist a letter, and I said I would love to have Lance go back to his hometown high school. And within 2 weeks, she called me, and we were on the phone with Lance, and he said, I am very excited about this project, and let's do it. And we, oh my goodness, May 9th, 2009, we brought Lance back to his hometown high school, and he
did he have any trepidation about going back to his high school? And
well, it's interesting because he did. He, I remember when he first drove up to the school, and I went to greet him. I could see that he was very, very nervous, but I gave him a big hug, and I said, we're going to take good care of you. And we did. I mean, he did an incredible job. He was at the school for 6 hours, and he spoke to the media, and then he spoke to an assembly of over 1,000 students.
Oh,
and during
God.
His Q&A period, the question and answer period, 3 students came out, and that was extraordinary. And each time that they came out, the whole school assembly applauded.
Wow.
In North Salinas, California, North Salinas High School. And this was extraordinary. And I looked, we filmed the event. We actually created a short documentary that you can view on our website at liveoutloud.info. And it was extraordinary, incredible, moving moments when these young people came out. And we couldn't believe it. This was happening. We were looking at each other in the back, saying, "This is you couldn't have scripted this."
Right.
It's a very, very powerful moment. And after our event, they actually created their first gay straight alliance club that was previously denied by the
administration. Oh wow! That high school didn't have anything like that.
They did not have a gay straight alliance club.
Oh wow!
And after our visit, they were like, "Okay. Now it's time," and they created one.
That's really amazing. And that, is this video available for people if they would like to see, like on YouTube? Or
If they go to our website, liveoutloud.info.
Okay, so that's www.liveoutloud.info, I-N-F-O. Right?
I-N-F-O, correct. Yep. They can see it's a short documentary. It's about 9 minutes. In fact, it's airing on In the Life TV this whole month of February.
Oh, cool.
So it's available through the networks, but it's also available on our website. And I really encourage people to check it out. And if you're moved, sign up to for the Homecoming Project, and we'll get in contact with you, and we'll work with you, and we'll really walk you through the logistics about going back to your high school as well.
How do these high schools typically react when you go in and offer to do programs or bring, a successful role model back? Are they responsive to this kind of thing?
For the most part, I would say a good, 90-95%, that we're welcome, but it is a process because we're not – high up on their list of priorities. The high schools are overwhelmed with what they've got going on.
Right.
But we've made extraordinary relationships with different schools. And I remember one principal, we had the poet Emmanuel Xavier go back to his high school. And the principal commented after, he goes, I didn't sleep last night. I was very nervous about Emmanuel coming in and this whole presentation. But he said, I'm so happy that you did. I'm so happy that you're here. And he goes, the only reason why you're here is because you were so persistent. Because we kept on calling. Emmanuel wanted to go back, and we kept on calling and calling in a very respectful way. To create a relationship with their school, and it really had a tremendous impact.
And, wow!
And one young man actually commented. He goes, I never would have come if I knew about the subject area beforehand. But he goes, I'm so glad that I did. This is really, really powerful for me.
Wow. Well, I think it's extraordinary. I mean, I think that what you're doing is obviously the kind of thing that. We talk about, we hear about, but, just to put together an organization like this and to keep it alive, to fund it, to grow it, and then to connect with Academy Award winning actors and writers and bring them back to their high schools to really help kids who may be in fear, who may be getting bullied, or who may just be confused and feeling lost and isolated. I mean, I think it's really quite an amazing journey and quite an amazing organization. And I'm so impressed and moved. And I think it's anyone listening to this is going to be totally inspired. So we have only a few more minutes, but I really want you to share with listeners if there's people out there. and they're thinking about getting involved with a nonprofit, or they're now asking themselves, and I bet they are, you know, what would I ever do if I could step out and help other people in a big way? You know, what kind of advice would you give somebody who was sitting on the fence thinking, yeah, you know, that sounds so cool, but I could never do something like that?
You know, when people approach me to volunteer, I always ask them, what are you passionate about? Because if we get someone who's passionate and they're doing something for our organization, you know, they take the ball and they run with it and magic happens. And so that's what I pose to listeners. You know, what are you passionate about? Go after that and do some research and go knock on a few doors and volunteer. The best thing that you can do. Nonprofits are in extreme need all over this country of strong volunteer teams. So go out in your community, explore what's in your neighborhood, you know, get in line with what you're really passionate about, what you really love to do. And I think I just want to also say, the LGBT community, we're an extraordinary, inspirational community, and this is the most important time for us. We need to be there. We need to be present in the lives of LGBT youth. And I really encourage the community and our allies to be present, to do what they can for this younger generation. They need us, and they can't get it off the internet, and they can't get it on TV. We as a community need to be present in their lives.
Wow. Well said. Well, we're going to wrap up here, and I just want to remind listeners that if you'd like to follow up with Leo, if you're interested in getting involved in helping out and volunteering, I'm sure he would love that. Or if you would love to provide financing or financial support for the kind of programs he's doing, I'm sure he would love that too. And the best way to connect with him is through his website, where we mentioned before, is www.liveoutloud.info. So feel free to follow up with Leo. I'm sure he would be thrilled to hear from you. And Leo, I just want to thank you for taking the time. It's always so inspiring to hear about these kinds of stories. I think what you're doing in the world is incredible, profound, and inspiring. You know, not everybody's going to go out there and start another Live Out Loud, but when I think back to the beginning of the show, you know, I just want to remind folks before we sign off that if you're stuck, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling like life is not helping you or helping you to find what you really want to do in the world, step out and look for where you can give back. Find something that you love, that you'd love to support. And just give a little bit of time, a little bit of money. All it takes is to step in, and the universe will come back many times to support you in your dreams. So thanks to Leo. And
you, Jeff.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Best of luck, Leo. 10 more years. Okay.
10 more years. We have our 10th year gala on April 25th at the Time Center. You're all invited.
Wow.
Check us out at liveoutloud.info.
Great. Well, thanks again, Leo, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And remember, giving is getting. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
And we will be right back.